I have really been looking forward to having this conversation here this morning. In studio, we have a special guest, local political insider. Some of you might even recognize his name. Nathan Gotch is, and he is actually here because we are going to chit-chat about some of the candidates vying to be our next mayor here of Fort Wayne. Good morning, Nathan. Thanks for making the trip in.
Thanks, Kayla. Great to be here.
First and foremost, once again, very similar to the 3rd Congressional District, this field is getting awfully crowded of the individuals who think they want to be our next mayor. How many are we up to now?
You know, that is a question that doesn't actually have a specific answer. And the reason is because just like if you run for office in one of the primaries, you have to qualify to be on that ballot. And the way that you qualify is having voted in 2 consecutive primaries for whatever party that you want to run as a candidate as. Yesterday, 3 new names were added to the ballot. But I talked to someone at the election board, and they said that not all of those 3 have the primary voting record they need to get on the ballot, or the caucus ballot, I should say.
So right now, maybe 7 or 8 qualifying candidates?
I would say at least 8. Could be as many as 10.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. And the reason that's important is because the more candidates you have in the caucus, the longer it's likely to go.
Yeah, really good point. And we'll kind of get into that caucus process throughout the morning here. But let's just start with some of these candidates. Do any of them have any real, you know, serious political chops, any real political background?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are 5 real contenders in the race. These are people who are currently serving as elected officials, or they have been on the ballot before, they've won primaries. There's actually a lot of really good candidates, and there's not one clear front runner, although, you know, I think people from the outside looking in might see Phil Giaquinta, who is a state representative, been in the Indiana General Assembly for a long time and is the House Minority Leader down in Indianapolis. A lot of people think that he is in sort of the pole position.
That's what I was thinking. Is that not the case?
You know, when I talk to precinct chairs, that is not they don't talk about Phil the way that people outside the process talk about Phil. They all really like Phil. Phil is known as someone who has been devoted to the party for years. He will go and knock doors with any candidates who are running for office. There's lots of photos on social media of Democratic candidates, including a lot of these caucus candidates, with Phil as they're out knocking doors during their campaigns. So he's really well liked. He knows everyone. But there are lots of good candidates. And not every precinct chair has made up their mind yet.
You said that there's maybe, you know, 4 or 5 real contenders. Can I try to guess who they are?
Sure.
I would have obviously said Phil Giaquinta. In fact, I would have said he was probably the front runner. You're making me take that back now. I'll just say Phil.
Well, I would say I don't know that there is a front runner.
Okay.
And we can get into sort of the dynamics at play here. But when you have a caucus where, you know, they say 98 caucus members, 98 precinct chairs are going to be making that decision, it's actually 96 or less. 2 of the members are not going to be there. One of them actually lives in Boulder, Colorado now, and she confirmed to me that she's not flying back for the caucus. Also, former city councilman Glenn Hines is going to be out of town, and he will not be there either. So it's 96 caucus members voting, not 98.
I'll tell you what, a really small group of people obviously then going to decide who our next mayor will actually be. I would assume the Michelle Chamber, Sharon Tucker, would be some of your, one of your, you know, in the kind of the
their
leading of the
candidates,
pack.
Absolutely.
Stephanie Crandall.
Crandall, who works in the mayor's office. She's the director of intergovernmental affairs, and she was a nominee for city council at large last year.
So,
and then Austin Knox,
okay,
who is the Wayne Township
the
trustee.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about him. He's kind of this, like, breath of fresh air, I feel like, for a lot of people.
You know, Austin is someone who people in the party have identified for a long time as having a really bright future. When Tom Henry declared that he was going to be running for mayor in 2023, he actually had his announcement October of 2022, and he picked Austin to introduce him at that event where basically every Democrat in the city was there. So it shows you what the former mayor thought of Austin. And the conversations that I have, people think that he is really sharp, is doing a great job in the Wayne Township trustee's office. And Tom Henry's brother, Tony Henry, is on the Wayne Township board. When Austin officially announced his candidacy, Tony showed up at that event. This was just days after his brother passed away. Tony stood up after Austin gave his remarks and said, "I am here supporting Austin," and he officially endorsed him.
Wow, that's a big deal. Why would maybe precinct chairs not be in favor of Austin?
Austin's just young. He's only 32 years old. He has only been in the Wayne Township trustee position for a couple years. He was caucused in 2020, so he knows what a caucus is like, but that caucus, there was no other candidates. Mm-hmm. And then he was officially elected to that position for the first time in 2022.
So you brought up, Tony Henry kind of being there endorsing him. I would be curious, of the five maybe that we're kind of talking about here on the leaderboard, if you will, do any of these candidates actually have any work that they've done with Mayor Henry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of them have worked with him in some form or fashion. So Stephanie Crandall works with the mayor. She's a department head. She worked with him on a daily basis, was very close to him. We talk about Austin, things happening at the trustee's office. You know, that's connected to the mayor's office in a lot of different ways. When you look at Sharon Tunker and Michelle Chambers, I mean, these city council members are working on a very regular basis, coordinating with the mayor's office, having regular meetings with the mayor. And then with Phil Giaquinta, so much of what happens here in our region is dictated by policies being set at the State House. And so Mayor Henry was very connected to Indianapolis, and Phil Giaquinta was sort of one of the main representatives of the Northeast Indiana delegation in Fort Wayne down there.
Well, Nathan, I mean, if I am a precinct chair, which I am not, but if I was, to me, that would be a piece of the criteria that I'm looking for. Who will actually continue to carry on Mayor Henry's legacy in this momentum that he had? Are you hearing that from these precinct chairs as well?
Oh, that's that. What all the candidates are saying, at least these five contenders, they are saying, look, I'm going to do everything I can to continue what Mayor Henry was doing. That includes keeping on acting Mayor Carl Bandemer as the deputy mayor for at least a year. And Carl is an older guy. He actually is older than Mayor Henry was. And I think he was maybe thinking of retiring sometime soon. But, you know, they all, to a man or woman, have told the precinct chairs, I want to keep doing what Mayor Henry was doing. We're not going to rock the boat. We're not going to make big changes. That's part of their sales pitch, is that they're going to continue what has already been in place at Citizens Square.
Nathan, I could talk to you for hours, so here's what I want to do, and I don't normally do this. I would like to hold you through to the 7:10 break. Can you do that?
Sure, let's do it.
For a couple of reasons. A, I know that you're going to be dropping a list of who these precinct chairs are, which I think is fascinating. We already said there's 96 of them. They're going to be the ones who actually vote for our next mayor of Fort Wayne. But I'd also love you to stick around to really talk about what that caucus process looks like coming up on Saturday. So can you do that?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Willand, sit tight. He'll be back with us. A political insider here on a local level, Nathan Gotch. He'll be with us back at 7:10. For right now, I need to check in with Mike Wilson. He's got the top three things you need to know. Straight ahead here on Whoa Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.